Title: Federal Circuit Affirms Skinny Label Carve-Outs. Content: In H. Lundbeck AS, et al. V. Lupin Limited, et al., numbers 2022-1194, 2022-1208, and 2022-1246, December 7, 2023. The Federal Circuit held that generic pharmaceutical companies may continue to use skinny labels to avoid infringement of method of treatment claims as long as they do not engage in advertising or promotional activities that encourage infringement of the patents. This case affirms settled law that had become somewhat uncertain due to the Federal Circuit's 2021 Glaxo opinion. The Federal Circuit explicitly limited its holding in GlaxoSmithKline LLC v. Teva Pharmaceuticals USA Incorporated, 7F.4th 1320, 1333, Federal CIR 2021, to situations in which a generic pharmaceutical company engages in advertising or promotional activities for an infringing use. In the absence of such advertising or promotional activities, 21 U.S.C. 355, J, 2, A, 8, Section 8, allows carving out infringing uses from generic labels. Background: A number of generic pharmaceutical companies, collectively, defendants, filed abbreviated new drug applications, ANDAs, to market generic versions of the Trintellix antidepressant. The approved NDA is held by Takeda Pharmaceuticals USA, Incorporated Plaintiffs, H. Lundbeck AS, Takeda Pharmaceutical Company Limited, Takeda Pharmaceuticals USA, Inc., Takeda Pharmaceuticals International AG, and Takeda Pharmaceuticals America Incorporated, sued to enjoin defendants from marketing generic versions on the basis of inducing and/or contributorily infringing various patents, including U.S. patent numbers 9,278,096, the 096 patent, and 9,125,910, the 910 patent. The 096 patent claims using vortioxetine, the active ingredient in Trintellix, in patients who have previously taken certain other antidepressants and had to cease due to sexually related adverse events, TESD, or treatment emergent sexual dysfunction. The 910 patent claims using vortioxetine to treat cognitive impairment. Plaintiffs appealed the district court's determination that defendants' ANDAs did not infringe either patent following a bench trial. Some of the defendants conditionally cross-appealed the district court's judgment that the two patents are not invalid. Additionally, Lupin Limited and Lupin Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, collectively Lupin, cross-appealed the district court's finding that their ANDA infringes plaintiff's U.S. patent number 9,101,626, the 626 patent, that covers a process for making vortioxetine. Issues whether Section 271(e)(2)(a) of the Hatch-Waxman Act creates a separate cause of action that does not require a showing of direct, induced, or contributory infringement by the ANDA filer. Whether infringement can be found because clinicians will allegedly prescribe the generic medication for uses claimed in the 096 and 910 patents. Holdings: judgment of non-infringement by all defendants of the 096 and 910 patents was upheld. Judgment of infringement by Lupin of Claim 12 of the 626 patent was upheld. Reasoning: the Federal Circuit stated that precedent, including Warner-Lambert and its progeny, established that the use claimed in a patent under Section 271(e)(2)(a) must be the use for which an applicant is seeking marketing approval in order to find infringement. Lundbeck v. Lupin at 12. The Federal Circuit distinguished this case from Glaxo. ID at 14. In Glaxo, the court found infringement even though Teva submitted a Section 8 carve-out statement, on the ground that Teva used marketing and promotional materials to advertise infringing uses of its generic drug. ID. In contrast, in the present case, the court found that plaintiff's inducement case relied solely on defendants' proposed ANDA labels as the inducing conduct. P. Plaintiffs did not identify any advertising or promotional materials that encouraged infringement. ID. The Federal Circuit concluded that it cannot be, as plaintiffs suggest, that a patentee can bar the sale of a drug for a use covered only by patents that will have expired simply by securing a new patent for an additional, narrower use, ID. Here, the labels described only one indication: the treatment of major depressive disorder, MDD, in adults. The Federal Circuit noted that defendants ANDA labels carved out the superiority data in the clinical studies portion of the label and the cross-reference to that data without even referencing. The patient class recited in Claim 7 of the 096 patent. ID.